Project Valhalla lands after a decade, and AT Proto's No Instances architecture stirs debate. Project Valhalla has arrived in JDK 28, completing more than a decade of Java virtual machine engineering and fundamentally changing how the JVM handles data. The core innovation is value types, objects that behave like primitives, live on the stack rather than the heap, and require no pointer indirection to access. In standard Java, an array of 10 million point objects means 10 million heap allocations, 10 million pointers to follow, and a garbage collector tracking all of them. A pattern that is, in performance terms, catastrophically bad for CPU cache efficiency. Valhalla's value types allow such an array to be laid out flat in memory, eliminating the pointer chasing entirely. The performance implications are substantial for numerical computing, financial applications, game engines, and anything operating on large collections of small data structures. The HN thread, which attracted nearly 400 comments, includes deep dives into flat array representation, generics interaction, and null handling without object identity. From a competitive standpoint, Java has long defended against the narrative that it is slow for memory-intensive workloads compared to Rust or C++. Valhalla does not close that gap entirely, but it closes it significantly for a large class of problems. And crucially, it does so for the enormous installed base of banking systems, trading infrastructure, and enterprise applications that will not be rewritten in Rust, regardless of how good Rust becomes. On the distributed systems front, a post by Dan Abramoff, best known for creating Redux and now working on Blue Sky's underlying protocol, generated 460 points and 230 comments with an architecture deep dive into AT Proto. The central design insight is that in AT Proto, there are no server-side object instances in the conventional sense. Rather than platform-controlled databases serving as the canonical source of truth, each user's data lives in a personal data repository they control, with servers indexing and syncing that data according to the protocol. The no instances framing describes a different mental model for building applications, reading from and writing to a shared distributed data layer rather than calling methods on server objects. The HN thread is doing what the community does best. Engineers with distributed systems experience stress testing the design, pressing on conflict resolution, data durability guarantees, and what happens when a personal data repository goes offline. Abramoff is reportedly responding in the comments. The underlying question the community is wrestling with is whether AT Proto's architecture can deliver on its decentralization promises at scale, or whether economic and practical pressures will inevitably re-centralize the system over time, a tension that has played out before in federated protocol history.